the din of Arvi Pesachim Samach L'Mincha Lo Yechel. All right, the mission at the beginning of Arvi Pesachim, it's Arvi Pesachim, different Gisels. Samach L'Mincha was Samach L'Mincha, close to Mincha, half hour before Ramah, says Koyde Mincha Ma'at, Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gdeila, we paskin means Mincha Ketana, means about 3 o'clock. Lo Yechel Adam, a person shouldn't eat at Shetechshech, till it gets dark. What shouldn't he eat? You shouldn't eat whatever, a full meal. According to Tais, means you shouldn't eat matzah shira. We don't eat matzah shira anyway, Ashkenazim. It means don't overeat on regular food. Whatever it is you're not supposed to eat, why? It's like, right, the Maraz HaShayel Barashi and the Rashbam say, in order, lo yechol kedei sheyechol matzah shel mitzvah l'teyavon. In order that you should eat the matzah of mitzvah l'teyavon. Right? That's why we don't eat Erev Pesach. This has nothing to do with the din of not eating matzah. That's a separate halacha that Taisa talks about, that Erev Pesach, we don't eat. Some have a minig not to eat from Rish Chayidish, some have a minig 30 days, some don't have the minig. But Koponim, the shaila is, those who have the minig can eat the matzahs that they sell on the market. Huh? You know, the regular, not for Passover use matzahs.
So Lola Shemes?
Yes, so they're for what?
That's what they do in the hotels.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't mean they're right. No, but matzah shira we don't eat for different reasons.
No, Erev Pesach.
Yeah, that's for different reasons. But actually, in the morning you could eat. It's just on a certain time. I'm talking about the minig. Those of you who have the minig to eat for Shredish. So my neighbor tells me, who's Salzman, is Kemach. He says that the matzahs that you have from there, which is not for passive use, 100% kosher for Pesach. There just is no mashgiach, so they don't want to. But they really, say, I am not made lishma. That's not so poshut, right? It's a shal in the mashov. That's included. It's a shal in the is of Erev Pesach. Shal is included in the minig. It's included in the minig. That's I think they say the stipel was maker as far as even if you have the minig, that to eat matzahs that are not lishma, like regular packaged matzahs. He was makel on it. So those of us that are on diets or whatever, health reasons, mistami, you could be semich on it. And besides, the minig is not such a makubal dika minig. It's not really, more started in the Sephardim, somehow got to us. Anyway, but it says you shouldn't eat because of the matzah Erev Pesach. Now the same thing you can't eat, later on it says on Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos, you also don't eat in the afternoon, in order to eat the Sudas Shabbos, the Sudas Yom Tov, l'teyavon. So Tosfos Sakasha, why does it say over here, Samach L'Mincha L'Yechol Adam at Shetechshach, till it gets dark? Why till it gets dark? Because that's when you eat the matzah. It says Pshita, Makshin, Fektosfos. Am I Yitzach at Shetechshach? Pshita. You can't eat in the afternoon because of the matzah, so it's at Shetechshach. When's the matzah? At night. It says also in the Braisa, where it says, Tana Rabbanan, Sanya, I'm sorry. Lo yechol adam ba'arve Shabbos is yomim tovim min minchol ma'ila kedesh yikonas a Shabbos shutava. Right? It doesn't say at shetechshach. So why over here by Pesach shetechshach? So Tosfos says I'm married to Gechidish. Let's speak it out. First, we'll say it outside. Tosfos says that the din is, we know there's a mitzvah called Tosefis Shabbos. We call Tosefis Shabbos. What's the mitzvah of Tosefis Shabbos? To be makabel Shabbos early. Now, it's not just a nice thing to do or a thing we do in the summer. It's a mitzvah deraisa. Most, right, we share him hold, it's mamash din deraisa. The Gemara, it's zuchadashim from Pesukim. That even when the dead winter, when Shabbos by us starts 4:15, 4:30 Shkia, a person a few minutes before Shkia should be makabel Shabbos. And according to many poskim, Shabru included, others, you have to say bepeh. You have to say, I am a Kabbalah myself, or whatever language you want to say it in. Kedusha Shabbos is a mitzvah of Tais Shabbos. What is that mitzvah? It's a mitzvah of Mekabbalah Shabbos. What happens in that time? In that time, you're not allowed to do malach. That's what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yuma Darshan's out. The Gemara Darshan's kol makam shenem b'bay shvais, so masif in choyal al kodesh. In other words, you're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, so you're masif. The Gemara says you're not chayv misa on it like on Shabbos. You're not chayv malchus on Yom Tov. It creates an issa of malacha. So basically, when you're adding on Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov, you're adding on a zman that has kedusha klape the din of issa malacha. That's posh. That's the din. Okay. Now, but Tosefes says a chiddush that not only when you're makabel Tosefes Shabbos, is it also to the malacha? But you could be yoytze the mitzvahs of Shabbos that are that night. You could be yoytze the mitzvahs. For instance, what's Tosfos's raya? Tosfos's raya is because Gemara in Brachas Chaf Vav and Beis says Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. He said daven the Shabbos davening erev Shabbos, which you could do all the time during the week. But va'oyme kedusha ala kois. He used to say kiddush ala kois. He used to make kiddush then. So Tosfos says, what do you mean make kiddush? How do you make kiddush? Not Shabbos. It's only Shabbos that got b'isur malacha. So you see, once you makabel Shabbos, you can be yaitza the mitzvahs hayayim. That's Tosfos' raya. Now, obviously, not all the Rishonim can agree with this. Why? Because the Rambam, we'll see, the Rambam's shita is that Tosfos Shabbos is not, the Rambam doesn't mention Tosfos Shabbos. The Magen Mishnah says, loy matzasi b'divrei Rambam Tosfos Shabbos, loy deraisa v'loy derabbanan. The Rambam doesn't mention, doesn't say, what the Magen Mishnah, Goyin says maybe by the Sheish Tkiyas he alludes it, but he says there's no thing as Tosfos Shabbos according to the Rambam. Avadid is Gemara's, but the Rambam had Hachraz, the Goyin says, for Mishnayas that we paskin not that way. Yeah, the raya is that we paskin, there's no mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. So Rambam paskins, there's no din Tosfos Shabbos. Yet, in Perek Chof Tes Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam paskins, you can make Kiddush Mibayyan, the Gemara in Brachas. So obviously he's not learning that Gemara because of Tosfos Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't have any, and it doesn't bring a concept called Tosfos Shabbos, and yet you can make Kiddush in that Zman before Shabbos. So obviously the Rambam holds you can make Kiddush before Shabbos. But Tosfos held that the Pshat de Gemara is the reason you could go ahead and make Kiddush in that time is because of Tosfos Shabbos. Memeila Zok Tosfos, now that we have that Gemara, you can make Tosfos Shabbos. At the time of Tosfos Shabbos, you can make Kiddush, you can be at the mitzvah. Zok Tosfos, therefore, like what we do, you eat a meal during that time, right? In the summertime, many of us makabel Shabbos early. We go eat a meal, it's still daytime, and we yotze the Suda Shabbos in the daytime. How are you yotze? So Tosfos says, you yotze with the din of Tosfos Shabbos. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, Aval Suda Shabbos Yom Tovim, Motzi Ochelahu Mibaoid Yom. Skip ahead. Kedamar Tfilas Hashacha, Mispal Adam Shashabbos Ev Shabbos Va'oime Kiddush, Kiddush Ayyom Mibaoid Yom. So Tosfos holds that once you have a Kabbal Shabbos, you can be yotze the mitzvahs of Shabbos. In other words, the Tosfos Shabbos not only makes it that there's an issa malacha, but that you can be yotze the mitzvahs hayayim. That's the din, according to Tosfos. Therefore, Tosfos says, that's why there's a chiddush here in this mission, it says Asher Techshach. It is a lach and shechunach, as we all know. To us, it's not negated that much, but some, you know, certain countries more, but us also a little, a few minutes maybe, those who daven early. Over here, Tosfos says that the din is matzah can only be eaten at night. You cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah by yom. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And the reason is because we know matzah is hookish to Korban Pesach. And by Korban Pesach, it says, v'ochlus abasa belayla. So even though the din is matzah to eat on Pesach, and technically it's Pesach already, it can be yotze mitzvahs, but since basa, the Korban Pesach, has beaten Dafka Laila, Tosfos Shabbos doesn't make it Laila, like we know. It doesn't make it night that you can say Krishma, it doesn't make it night that you can say Sfiyas Ayma. What it does is it gives Kedusha to Friday. There's a Kedusha Shabbos on Friday. No, Shabbos, you yaitse Sudas Shabbos. Shabbos, you yaitse Kiddush. Shabbos, you'd be able to yomtov, you'd be able to eat matzahs. Right? It says Be'erev. Prima Gam says Erev means, and it could be technically the afternoon too, but it means it's Pesach. So now it's Pesach. But Basa has to be Belayla. Therefore, since we're Makish, the Korban Pesach and Matzah together, the mitzvah of Matzah has to be specifically at night. And that's Allah Ataka. Oh, here's the Shulchan Aruch. To be here. The Shulchan Aruch. So the Chumash Adashin, the Beis Yosef quotes the Chumash Adashin. The Beis Yosef quotes the Chumash Adashin. Tough iron base. Yeah, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, Avoloyoyma Kiddush Atshatechshach. He shouldn't say Kiddush till it's mamish dark. In other words, Agami's Yesh Shulchan B'Vayid Yoyim, K'day Lechem Yakshatechshach. He says, but still, Lo Yoyim HaKiddush. In other words, the Trumas Sedesh took it a step further. Taisus says that that's the Kiddush in the Mishnah. When it says Atshatechshach, it's telling you, in other words, by Sudis Shabbos, Sudis Yom Tov, it says Erev Pes, Erev Yom Tov, you can eat, you can't eat in the afternoon. Once you eat the meal, fine. Eat the meal. You want to eat the meal 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whenever you can be Mekabel Shabbos, you could. But Pesach, since it's totally in the matzah you can't eat till the nighttime, and that's why it says in the Mishnah, Atshatechshach. Trumas Hadesh adds to that, not only, of course it means the matzah, but also means also the Dalet Koisis, that the Kiddush cannot be said till the nighttime. So Machloikus, the Taz and Magen Avraham, why? Magen Avraham says, Koishul Kiddush, who echad marba koisis, v'kulan tzrichen liyos belayla. All the dal koisis have to be at night. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, he touches up the Magen Avraham, because ke'ein deraisa tikken. That just like the Pesach has to be night, the matzah has to be night, the murah has to be night, so the mitzvah d'rabbana of dal koisis. Taz is mashu a different pshat. It's not clear. There's obviously a mistake in the Taz, but we'll talk about that later. What the Taz says. The Taz seems to say a different reason, because of there's two ways. The Prima Gaon learns pshat in the Taz. I'll read you the words of the Taz. The Taz says the Gama Kiddush Mashenkin Erpe Gama Kiddush Tzach Shia Belayla. Right? He learns not because of Dal Kris, because of the Kiddush. Obviously, the Kiddush, you can't have the other Kaisa before the Dal Kiddush. V'nir li atam de mitzvah achilas matzah hi bechlal a Kiddush u'bishvila ba Kiddush. It's not clear what he means. Says the words is not clear. Tam de mitzvah achilas matzah hi bechlal a Kiddush. What does matzah have to do with the Kiddush?
We just had a shiur on Shabbos, but they were saying that there's a machlokes between Rashi and Mikatosos as to whether the mitzvah of Arba Kosos is an independent mitzvah.
Right.
Part of CPS is part of matzah,
it's part of the whole saying. What do you mean that what?
It's
Dalet Koisis is a Kois Shel Bracha. Just like, in other words, say it again, Yazid, what?
Well, I was repeating.
Oh, no, if you repeat it, you got to understand it.
Okay.
No, it means is that the Pshah is like this. You have the, let me tell you a Vart from the Mudei Ar. The Mudei Ar says the following. The Velt, it's in his drushes in the back of his sefer, and the Reb Chaim says it. He says like this. He says that Yochel Miresh Chaydish, the mitzvah of Sipri, we say it's a brisa, right? And we say in the Agoda, Yochel Miresh Chaydish, Tamid Loima Bayeimahu, Iba Yeimahu Yochel Miba'oid Yeim, right? So what's a Tamid Loima? What? Bavur Zeh. B'shosh Shematzuma. What's the Havamina Miba'oid Yom? Why would you say Miba'oid Yom? So we shame him, the Rashbam, the Ritva, and the Agada. Does we shame the Agada? What? What? Why?
Just like the Rishach, the carbon.
That's what we shame say. It's a Chiddush. What does God do with Sipri Tzisrayim? Would you say that Pesach starts on Erev Pesach? That Chatzos is the beginning. But the Mudei Ar says, no, Miba'oid Yom means Tosefes Yom Tov. I would think if you're Makabel Yom Tov, you could Talmud Loimah Barvur Zeh, that's totally in the Matzah. Just like the Matzah has to be at night, according to Tosefes, so too the Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim has to be at night. The Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim also has to be at night. Okay? The Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim has to be at night. So now, since the Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim has to be at night, so you're saying, is he saying is, maybe the Kiddush is what? Part of Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim. Why? Why not? I don't know, why? They incorporate it. So, that's Hashara. I'll bring you a little more of a Geshmak Araya to that. The Prima Gaon doesn't learn that way. Prima Gaon learns, Pshat in the Taz, is that since there's a klal of Ein Kiddush, Ela B'Makom Suda, so you have to make Kiddush when you can eat, and you can only eat the matzah at night. So mele, the Kiddush has to be at night, because if you make it early, you can't eat the Suda then. The taina of that is, who says you have to eat matzah? You can make Kiddush, and he has Suda eat technically matzah shira, eat betzekas shel goyim.
Drink two revias,
whatever it is, but you can make a suda. But what you're saying is like this, I stick the musraya, a meridikas fasemis. A minchas chinuch's kasha. He doesn't call it a minchas chinuch, he has the kasha himself. We've mentioned this minchas chinuch many, many times. The minchas chinuch, the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Shabbos, Reishayin Aleph, that when you daven in shul, you're yoytze kiddush. And Mimele, because of this Magen Avraham, starts the whole tumult, the Dagum of Vavut of Kivega, how can it be moitze your wife, you already yoytze, and she's chayv the rice, she's chayv the bonus, the arvus by noshno. The whole tumult. In fact, the minchas chinuch, where are they coming from? Magen Avraham, where's Magen Avraham talking about? How can it be yoytze kiddush in davening? You don't say the words Zeicha Litzias Mitzrayim in davening. And Kiddush, the Gemara says, V'tzarech lahaske Yitzias Mitzrayim b'Kiddush. Right? The Gemara in Kuftes V'Avavah Mitbeis says, you have to say that. There's no, and now Nusach, some Yishayim did have the Nusach. You look at the Tosis Rid, Rashbam's Masha that way. They had a Nusach in davening, but our Nusach isn't. So he says, how could that be? Except the Magen Avraham finds Kemad Mufurish Gemara that you could be Yaitza. But what do you do with that Gemara? Mishabura quotes, Shamaiti Shehiksha Goyin Minchas Chinuch Diskasha. Mishabura says a very shver teretz. He says, Yemetstarif, the third parish of Krishma together with the Kiddush, with the davening, very shver. Says there's a letter from the Svasemis. It's a letter. Murray de Gavard. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Tzarech lahaskir Kiddush, Yitzis Mitzrayim b'Kiddush Ayyem. The Gemara is on Kuftas Vav Amabez. What is it talking about over there? It's talking about the din of Kois Rishon. The Sugi of Kiddush in Avri Psochem starts on Tzadik Tes Amabez, goes to Kuf Vav, 7 blot, right? And 10 blot later, the Gemara decides to tell us, oh, by the way, in Kiddush, you have to say Zeicha Litzis Mitzrayim. In fact, the Fasem is 10 blot. Such an obvious pshat kasha. Always bothered me. It never bothered me. That's the problem. Always bothered me that I never asked this Fasem is this kasha. I saw the Gemara so many times. How come I didn't ask that? It's such an obvious kasha. He says, what is it? All of a sudden, 10 blot later, the Gemara decided to tell us that you have to say Zok das Fasem is no. The Gemara is telling us Zok lahaski Yitzisrayim b'kiddush ayayim mitzad the din of Sipri Yitzisrayim. It's talking about the din of Dalet Kaisis. You have to say, because they incorporate, like Izzy said, into the Agadah. The rest of the year, we say Zech Yitzisrayim because of Leil Pesach. Not because Kiddush Yoytzu without Zech Yitzisrayim. The Nusach is the same Nusach, Zech Yitzis Mitzrayim. See, Tainas, the Kiddush that we make on Pesach by night is not just Avadat's Kiddush of Yom Tov, but it's also part of the Agadah. So that could be, what is he saying with the Tazis? That's a good, nice pshat. Okay. Back upon him, that's what Tosfos says, that the din of Sip of Matzah, and therefore we see also Sip Yitzisrayim, according to the Magen Avraham, the Dalet Kaisis themselves, all have to be, Mitzvah Salayla have to be done at night. Right? Whether it's Kain Deraisa Tikkun, or because they have to do with the Matzah, but Yech Shiyah, Matzah has to be done at night. In other words, I would have thought without this pasuk, you can eat the matzah in Tosef Yom Tov. And Taka, there are more paskins based on a base Yosef in Hilchas Sukkah. Since the mitzvah of eating sukkahs by night is based on the Gzera Shava Chamishasa Chamishasa Mechaga Matzah, excuse me, Nema Chamishasa Bechaga Sukkahs, Venema Chamishasa Bechaga Matzah. Ma chaga matzahs, there's a din of be'erif toichlu matzahs. So too, there's a special mitzvah, the night of sukkahs to eat. In other words, that we eat the first night of sukkahs, not pshat. We're eating sudas yom tov, it's a night, and you have to eat in the sukkah, just like you eat any other suda on yom tov. Pshat is a special mitzvah to eat in that night. At kedei kach, the rush, the ramah paskins, we don't paskin that way with the brachas, but the ramah paskins, even if it's raining, you eat the first night, you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. Okay. Zok the Ramah, you have to wait also sukkahs by night till it's Vaday Laila. You can't eat if you're Bas is not Nogeya usually. The fall's man. But let's say in England, where it gets Shkia 10-11 o'clock, Yitaka can't be Yitz in the mitzvah of sukkah till 10-11 o'clock. You can't eat it till 10-11 o'clock. That's what comes off in the pace. So now we have a Gemara in Ksubis. Let's see this Gemara and Ksubis.
Isn't that going on the Erev Toichul Matzos, which we said Erev is
last? Yeah, but once you know that the Erev Toichul Matzos means that it has to be eaten at night.
We said Laila.
Yeah, you would have thought without the Hekesh to Laila, to Kompesim, sorry. Once it's Hukesh to Laila, we tighten up Erev Toichul Matzos, has to be night. It doesn't change around the Gabe, you know, Gabe Sukkos, it's the same thing. Okay, so now there's a Mishnah in Ksubis. Mishnah in Ksubis on Mem Vavam Bebe says that we know that there's a girl, there's man of Nairus, and there's man of Katnus and Nairus. A Katanus till she's around 12, and she brings some on him. And then after that, she be's a Naira for 6 months, till she's Bagris. So the din is that the father is Zoycha in certain things of a girl till she's a Begeris, till she's 12 and a half. Lamashli can marry her off, and so forth. So the Mishnah says he's zeicha b'maisa yadeh. Even when she's a naira and she works, the money that she makes through maisa yadeh, whatever she creates, belongs to her father. That's why Chazal misaken that you have to support your daughter till she's 12 and a half. Your son not, but your daughter do, because since she get her maisa yadeh belong to you, so in exchange of that, you give her mezainus, right? They're afraid that it's not correct. That she'll go ahead and give you the Maisa Daim and you don't take care of her. A son, you can go work, right? You can go tell him to work. So Gemara wants to know, how do we know that the father gets Maisa Daim? How do we know that? Menolan. So the Gemara wants to say, the Gemara goes through different drushes. Gemara slugs up. So then the Gemara says like this. Maybe the pshat is, I'll bring you a raya that L'chayra, the father gets Maisi Daim of a Naira. Because the din is, a father can marry off a Naira. As biti nasati le'isha zeh. So Gemara says, not only can marry her off, meaning Kedushin, he can be Moisahar L'chupa. How do we know he can be Moisahar L'chupa? Machoikas Rashi and Ramban. Rashi says, because it says, as biti nasati kol denit nasinah shaba mashma. Right? He can give her off, just like he can give her off for Erisin can give over for chuppah too. Ramban argues, Ramban says it's a different libun. But Iyakshir Gemara says a father can give his daughter over to chuppah. Now, there's a big difference between kiddushin and chuppah. Why? Because kiddushin, the father can be makabel kiddushin, and the daughter can be at home. She doesn't have to do anything. I always tell the chassana, listen, if you're such a big masmin, don't call to your chassana. We'll just call you in for the chuppah. The chuppah, you have to be there. The erisin, you don't have to be there. Somebody can do it for you, right? So a chuppah, the person has to be there. The girl has to be there. Right? We learn that from Gemara's. Sakoponim, it comes out, the father can bring his daughter to chuppah. Now, in the middle of he's bringing her to the chuppah, she says, excuse me, I'm in the middle of my job, I'm working, I'm making money, I'm a computer analyst, what are you taking me away from my work? How can you be mevatla from her maisi yadayim? Is a raya, the Gemara says, if he can marry her off, and be mevatel maisi yadayim. Must be the maisi yadayim belongs to him. It's his maisi yadayim. That's what Gemara says. Gemara doesn't stick with it because of the following dichui. Gemara learned, at the end learns that from Pesukim. So Gemara says, who says? Paruch Rabacha, Eim Adiyav L'Schat, maybe it's somebody pays for it. He says, listen, I'm taking a chuppah. You make $100 an hour? Here's $100. Inami, another case, Masa B'Leilaya. He married off Elila. He did the chuppah at night. You did the chuppah at night. You usually don't work at night. Okay, the Gemara is assuming you usually don't work at night. Okay, so he's not being mevatla. Inami, listen to this Gemara. The masalah b'shabbosis v'yomim tovim. He married her off on Shabbos v'yomim tovim. If Kivega Taka goes, I lamaisa, you like there is things you could do on Shabbos that you can midrash can make money. Okay, but we assume. Mistama Yidin didn't work on Shabbos. Kivega's kash, it's a good kash, but I don't know it's a good kash, because he might come. But let's leave that in the kuda. Kivega says in Koshmi, Makom Makom Shabbos, Bittel Malacha, the Yechol Alas Dvar Mutam, right? And so forth. But Akoponim, the Gemara's dichui was that he married her off on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Now, as we all know, we probably never saw a chasen on Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? Why not? So, what? The Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan asked to go ahead and get married on Shabbos, maybe because it's daimit to a kinyan, and we know kinyanim are also for yemei zatam shia. You can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. So vada, you don't get married on Shabbos. Oh, the yomtiv. What's the reason you can't get yomtiv married in yomtiv? So that's the Rabbanim. So Midrash, you can get married on Shabbos. So that's the case. But Yom Tov, you can get married not only in Yom Tov, but on Cholamoid, you can make a Kenyan. So Tosis says, Afa Gavda Omar B'moid Kotten V'samach. It's a Mishnah. Ain't Noisim Noshim B'moid. You're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov, on Cholamoid, because it says, Samachta B'chagecha V'lo B'ishtecha Mishum De'ein Marvin Simcha B'simcha V'drosha Gmurihi. The Avi Midrash, the Tosis proves from another Gemara. Tosis says the din of not getting married on Yom Tov is a din deraisa. So since it's a din deraisa, what does it mean that he married her off on Yom Tov? Shabbos, you could get married midrashah, but Yom Tov you can't get married because of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. That's Tosis' kasha. Zok Tosis Ikal Ameima Dehocha Ivi Shah Achas Lifnei Yom Tov, that he married her.